is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAprepares.com. With me on the broadcast class, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable. Sam is a dear friend. We work together almost 7 days a week. He's been to the Get Prepared Expo. He's been to the meetups. And we're going to discuss the government shutdown. Now, frankly, I'm not happy with the partial government shutdown. I would be happy with something closer to a 99% government shutdown. Welcome, Sam Bushman.
Thank you, sir. Delighted to be here. I will agree with you. We certainly need to push for more, but I'll take anything I can get. Whenever a bureaucrat's shut down, not getting paid to harass me and my family and my life, I'm delighted, and I think that it's a good start, and we need to push for more, sir.
Sam, why do you call me sir? You and I, heck, we're on the phone a couple times a day every day.
Because it's a sign of respect, and because I have my sons call me sir, so they learn to call other people sir, and it's just it's a respect. It's not a you're an old guy, just sir is a respectful way when you walk into a store or something and so you say thank you, sir. And it's a respectful way to treat people, and I think we need more of that in our society.
Well, I agree. It's just we're buddies. We're buddies. And Sam, you know, Mount Vernon, Virginia, George Washington's home.
Delightful place. I've been there, and I love it.
Yeah, I have too. And I went when I was very young in grammar school. It's operated, run, owned by the Mount Vernon Ladies Association. And the federal government decided that it was in our best interest, probably for our own safety, that they would shut down George Washington's home because of this partial government shutdown. Sam, I looked at the news, and they rolled out some really shiny, spiffy, brand new barricades. Now, these are sawhorse-type barricades where they have a triangular end made out of plastic, white plastic, and then they have this beam that goes across. Think of it like an 8-foot 2x4, and it has reflective tape on it. Sam, not a ding, not a dent, not a scratch. They spent money to get brand new barricades to prevent us from getting hurt at Mount Vernon, a privately owned facility. The government doesn't own it. However, the government does share the parking lot.
Can you imagine? I would submit to you this is criminal behavior. There is no authority for the federal government to shut this down. Some rogue agent, some rogue thug is taking too much power unto himself. We need to really start asking names, taking notes, finding out who authorized this, and they should be criminally liable for their abuse of the law, sir.
Well,
they don't have any authority. And it's not that I want to get radical or belligerent. I'm just saying we cannot let the government just assume they can do anything they want anytime, anywhere, because they're the federal government. Listen, there's a rule of law that they must obey, and they have a responsibility and obligation. In fact, they've sworn an oath to carry forth that law. And when they violate that, they need to be accountable. Or what's the next step? Not letting 90-year-old men go to the opportunity to go to their World War II venue there? Well, they didn't let them go either, and they wouldn't have any of it. look what's happening in America when they get this belligerent. They're trying to score political brownie points by shutting all these things down and making the American people frustrated in an effort to break the stalemate. They're playing political games with serious issues here, and they have no authority, and it needs to stop. Because if they continue to escalate this, somebody's going to get hurt, and I want no part of it. I give speeches across the nation, Vincent, where I use the Taco Bell phrase where they say, think outside the bun. I say, think outside the gun when it comes to restoring America peacefully. These people are escalating it intentionally. The question is why?
It really appears to be exactly that, Sam, because for a group of 80 and 90-year-old men, many of whom are in wheelchairs, to fly on an honor flight with chaperones to help them, to assist them, to attend to their needs as they become older, to go to Washington, D.C. on a prearranged flight that's paid for out of private funds. I mean, it's not like the government is flying these guys out there. These guys served our country, and they're visiting this memorial in Washington to them, a memorial to them who fought bravely, valiantly, many of whom were injured, killed, maimed, wounded for life, mentally wounded for life. My father was one of them. My father woke up many nights screaming, get the gun, because he was dive-bombed by kamikazes when he was on a troop ship. He was at the Philippines, and he was cleaning up after the Bataan Death March. He said, Vinny, you'll never, ever forget the smell of rotting flesh, because he had to clean it up as a U.S. Army sergeant in the Philippines, cleaning up after the Bataan Death March. These are the kinds of guys. Now, my father's no longer with us. He passed away. But these are the men who fought for us that your government is preventing from going to their memorial in Washington.
And what we're talking about here is their First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble. Now, let's make note that this venue for these elderly people that suffered and died for their country, it's open, rain or shine. It's open even when government is closed on government holidays, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is never closed. Let's make that very clear. But for political purposes, they're shutting it down. And I want to know who shut it down. Who gave the authority to shut that down? Where does the authority come from? And if the Congress didn't authorize it to be shut down or create a bill to say so, in other words, change the law to shut it down, who took the law into their own hands, Vincent?
Yeah. Sam, you sound really concerned about this, as I am. I know the tone of your voice. You're furious, and so am I.
I am frustrated, but what I want to do is appeal to the rule of law in this case, though. I don't want any vigilante actions. I want to think outside the gun. I want to be peaceful, but I do want to ask the correct questions and say, who authorized this? Is somebody using this against our veterans in an effort to escalate this? Is someone intentionally taking the law into their own hands without authority to do so? And if so, who is it? And I want that to be transparent, and I want accountability for that through the confines of the law of the land.
Sam Bushman, when I had a job back in the 80s, there was a company vehicle. And imagine this. Imagine Vinny going to the place where the keys are kept for the company vehicle, not requesting permission to use the company vehicle, and taking the company vehicle out to do something without permission from whoever was in charge of the company vehicle, and then bringing it back. I mean, just as simple as taking this on without permission, just borrowing that company vehicle and then returning it unscratched, unscathed. Don't you think I'd be fired for that?
You would, and you should.
Okay, that's nothing, nothing compared to this. That's nothing compared to, usurping the authority and blocking the community, the citizens, we the people, from public property, outside public property.
The sad part is I don't see a single congressman or senator standing up and saying, hey, who's shutting these things down? What's their purpose? Where does the authority come from? No one nationally that I can see in the mainstream press or anywhere else is calling for accountability on this that I see, Vincent.
Well, we are. You and I are. And I'll go as little as whoever was involved in authorizing this and the people who did not challenge it, meaning the people who said, yes, sir, I'll go get that taken care of right away. I'll get those barricades up. That person and his boss and his boss and his boss should all be fired.
There needs to be accountability. And you can say we're talking extreme, but I would simply say this. At what level do we decide that the law matters? At what level do we decide that people have to obey proper restraints? You know, it reminds me if you had a house and I was going to take care of the house while you're out of the country. And when you get back, you find out I didn't rent it out and prosper the home for you. I just sold it and partied on the money. When you got back, there was nothing left. That's what seems to be happening here. And there seems to be no accountability and no even real demand for accountability. And that's my concern.
Sam, they've also taken the parks. The National Park System has closed walking trails. They've closed bicycle trails. Now, my question is, exactly what did these guys do to begin with that it is so necessary for the government employees to be there when people are walking on the bicycle trails? Exactly what did they do? What did they do to benefit anyone that requires them being present for people to walk on walking trails and bicycle trails and ride their bikes on bike trails?
Well, the state of Utah where I live is having a heyday with putting up signs saying the federal government may be closed, but we at the state of Utah are not closed. And this really it comes down to property rights and land issues. And the federal government has in the Constitution a list of reasons they can own land, and national parks and biospheres and all these environmental whacked out viewpoints are not in the Constitution enumerated list of the reason the federal government can own land. So I think this should be our clarion call to say, why not transfer the park back to the state in which it resides and let the state open it tomorrow?
There you go. I'm with you. Missouri, for those of you listening, call your representatives. We want all of Missouri back under our control. Sam Bushman, Vin Fenelli, USAprepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Sam Bushman's with us. And we're talking about the partial government shutdown. It's a good start. It's a good start. Three-quarters of the White House staff has been determined to be non-essential. And my question this week has been, Sam, I don't...
IRS is shut down. All we got is 9% to go, buddy, and that whole thing will be gone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. I wonder what percentage of the Federal Reserve, because they say it's a, they act like it's a government organization. It's not. So I guess none of those guys have been furloughed, right?
You know, the Federal Reserve is kind of interesting. Yeah. You and I used the example of if you took the car keys from a company and I said, hey, if somebody was managing a rental property and they just sold it and partied on the money while the owner was gone. The same thing's kind of true here. We authorize Congress to regulate and to deal with coinage and that kind of stuff. Gold and silver would be our coinage. They just basically created a private Federal Reserve and turned authority for that over to the bankers. They have no authority to do that, sir. Just because we said they could take care of the honest money in America, that doesn't give them the right to just give that authority and power away, does it?
Nope. Sam, I just posted on USAPrepares.com the war memorial, World War II memorial. The security around it has been enhanced. Now, not only did they barricade it, what they have are these, looks like an old-fashioned iron bed where they have round tubing around the perimeter of the bed frame and then vertical tubes that are smaller. So they have these that are these barricades that are standing next to each other. Now, in addition to that, these barricades are locked together, so they actually form a fence. Now, I could use these. I could use this type of fencing to fence in cows, even a bull. I mean, and a bull requires a special fence. So they, because they're so tough, our government has erected this barrier, and not only have they, do they have interlocking panels so they cannot be removed and pushed aside, as the veterans did on Tuesday. But They have now wired them shut. So they're locked, interlocked, and wired shut. These guys are not kidding about keeping us off public property.
Well, now, and I want to know where they're going to get the authority, or the employees, I'm sorry, to do all this. If all these employees are laid off, how do they just get this contingent that has the time to, one, go order and deliver and set up and interlock and all these things, these barricades? But where do they get the employees and the manpower to do all this stuff in a government shutdown, sir? Is it just magic?
Sam, I have, I used to work for the government before, when I graduated college, I had a
We'll forgive Vincent,
job.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that, you hear me speaking out about the government nonstop, right? Because I've seen it from the inside. I've seen it. I designed a government computer system for a government, and I see how these guys operate from the inside. That's why I can speak the way I speak about them. But let me tell you, Sam, they have seven employees who are assigned to keeping the World War II memorial locked down. Not only that, they have a forklift, or actually, kind of like a backhoe forklift machine. And they're serious. They don't want anybody. Now, these are seven National Parks Service employees. So, obviously, they are essential.
And I'll bet you they're all armed to the teeth, too, Vincent.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure they are. And that's another thing. I was thinking about the bill that the three bills that I'd like introduced. I presented them to Missouri State Reps to run with it. But should we go through that, Sam?
Sure.
Okay.
I think they're valuable, and I'll tell you why. Part of the reason that I'm delighted the government shut down, Vincent, is because it lets us go through every expenditure line item by line item to discuss if it's really the proper role of government, if they really have authority to spend this money, if the money's spent in the most careful, proper way. You know, are they watching every penny like they should, sacred funds from the people and stuff like that for the proper role of government? This gives us an opportunity to really explain and educate those around us about what the proper role of government is, etc. And I think your bills, the ones that you were talking about, go exactly towards that end. And what better time to discuss it when, hey, all this money's held up, all this government's shut down, now it's just time to basically ferret through. Hey, the unconstitutional portions of government, we should just leave closed forever. Why would we reopen them? And
yeah,
it's an opportunity to educate and inform folks about that. Well, your bills do the same thing, Vincent.
Sam Bushman and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguide.com? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sam Bushman and I are here together. And we're talking about the partial shutdown of the federal government, and we think it's a good start.
We're begging for more.
We are. So, Sam, I met with a group called the Locke and Smith Foundation on a Thursday evening, and we about a week ago, and I presented a 3-minute series of my thoughts about three bills that I thought we should introduce. So I've proposed these three bills, and they're on our website. And I'm when I'm done saying it, I'm going to click the update, and I'll put them right back on page one because they are now on the older posts section of USAPrepares.com. The first bill that I want introduced is no Missouri government employee shall have prosecutorial nor judicial immunity. And here's the actual wording of the bill. It's one sentence long. By the way, all of the bills, the three bills that I would like introduced, are all one sentence long. All Missouri state, county, city, and local government employees shall be held individually responsible for his or her actions, including, but not limited to, murdering anyone with tasers, guns, chemicals, electronics, and other tools that they select for their use. What do you think?
And the reason, so everybody understands, for that is this. When you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and the state constitution, and when you agree to be a government employee, what we're saying to you is you personally are responsible for your actions in that office. And just because you work for the government, that shouldn't give you this cloak of immunity and protection, especially when you are outside of the scope of the law with your actions.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And what it's intended to do is have all Missouri employees that work for any government organization within the state of Missouri, local, county, city, you know, federal, I'm sorry, state, not federal, everything except federal, have them think about what they are doing. And if someone is harmed because of what they've done, they are individually accountable, responsible, and can be prosecuted.
Because you've got to look at it two ways. If they're outside of the scope of the law, they should have no protection. They're violating their oath of office or their oath of appointership or whatever you want to say by their very actions. And so they should be accountable for that. If they're within the scope of the law, and they're putting others in jeopardy that can make them personally liable, then the laws need to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's that simple,
and,
folks.
Right. And it's limited government, and we have elected these people, and we've hired these people to work for us. We don't work for them. We are not their slaves. They work for us.
But they only work for us in the which that they carry out their responsibilities under the law. When they violate the law or ignore the law or set the law at naught, then you know what? They've gone rogue and they need to be accountable for their actions.
Mm-hmm. And this will allow us to prosecute them. They will not have immunity. Bill number two, class, is called the Elected Representatives Integrity Bill. It's also is one sentence long. And by the way, class, please point your representative, your politician, to USAPrepares.com. I'll keep this up on the website for a couple days on page one so that they can see these and they can run with it and they can actually call it their own bill and take all the credit for it. We just want it done. Bill number two, Elected Representatives Integrity Bill. All Missouri elected representatives shall read every word and understand every word of every bill that he or she votes on or is subject to being charged with a Class A felony. Now, that's the entire bill, but I just want you to know a Class A felony comes with a prison term of not less than 10 years. Now, does that seem like a harsh penalty? I don't think so. I think when someone abandons the responsibilities and the oath of office to which they agree, that is a felony. And the ramifications can be so great that 10 years in jail, I think, is a light sentence for violating the oath of office and not representing the people and not reading every word and understanding every word of every bill that he or she votes on. So what I'm saying is we might say, oh, they've got so much work to do. Well, if they're going to vote on it, they darn well better read it. And if they
this is rightfully intended to slow down the amount of legislative pieces that come to their desk. In other words, we shouldn't have a gazillion politically motivated special interest group pieces of legislation flooding our representatives to the point of ad nauseum, to the point where they just can't stand it. We need to have a situation where, listen, we have very appropriate, deliberate bills coming before them with an intent that makes sense for all Americans within the state of Missouri or wherever this legislation is proposed. And the reason we bring it up nationally is because we think it ought to be duplicated across the country, by the way. But the point that I'm getting at is we need to slow down the number of bills that they get, number one. The only pass that I would give them is if they say, I didn't have time to read it, so I'm voting no. I would give them a pass for that, Vincent.
Well, it depends on whether it's inverted logic, Sam. If no means it's working against the but here's where I'm coming from. Let's say there is a representative who says to his buddy at the state house, "Hey, listen, I want you to vote for my bill. I want you to vote in favor of it." And it's a long bill. The person being asked to vote in favor of this bill can say, "Are you kidding me? Do you really think I'm going to read 40 pages? If you can get it down to one sentence, I'll be glad to read it. Go back and do better." That's what should happen. All of our representatives should say to all of their buddies, go back, do better, get it down to one sentence, and then I will read it. And if I understand it, I will vote on it. If I don't understand it, if it's one convoluted, complex, inverted sentence that I can't understand and an 11-year-old can't understand it, I'm not voting for it.
I mean, well, to articulate your point even further, look, you got the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution for the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights. All those together can be fit in what's called a pocket constitution. It's teeny in comparison. And it's the whole body of the law for the federal government.
Yeah. Representative Waxman, and said yesterday, or the day before, he was asked if he read the Obamacare bill, you know, the 11,000 pages. He said, "Do you expect me to read it?" Absolutely. Absolutely. Or do what we just recommended. Send it back and say, when you get it down to one sentence, I'll read it.
Because how can we expect them to uphold their oath of office, to carry out their mandate that they swore to, if they don't read it and ensure that what they're standing for or against, as the case may be, that it would square with the law, that it would be legitimately protecting the rule of law in America? How can they say that if they don't know? And that's the whole point here. It's criminal to ignore the law that you've sworn to uphold and just say, you know what, for political purposes or to go along to get along or to scratch someone's back or to get donations or to go along with that, if they don't know what they're agreeing to, you would never do that in your business, would you? Or your personal life, just, hey, sir, don't worry about the long pages, just sign this. Don't worry, it won't make you personally liable. They're making the whole country liable by their actions.
Yes, and Sam, you know, there are people who have jobs that they really don't like. I know a bunch of people that really dislike going to work because they don't like their jobs. But the people who we are discussing right now have volunteered for these jobs. I'm talking about they start out as representatives, or at least that's what we'd like to think they are. A lot of them turn out to be politicians. But what I'm saying is, they actively solicit people to help them get these jobs. Hey, I want to help you. So will you vote for me? By the way, I need some money to advertise and campaign and put fuel in my car. And by the way, I'll remember you when I'm elected, if I'm elected. So will you help me? Will you help me get a job? And then after they get the job, they want to stay there. And they go back to those same people, knock on those same doors. Hi, remember me? I asked you for your help before. Can you help me some more? Can you write me a check? I need some money to keep my job so I can help you. What nonsense. I'm not buying it. These guys, Sam, what I'm saying is these guys want to do this. They want the prestige. They want the power. And yet they vote for things that they don't even read. And they admit it. They have the they are so crass, so brazen, that they will admit, no, I didn't read it. It's immoral.
And there's no way we're going to fix this unless we create accountability in the system, Vincent.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Let me read the third bill, Sam. It's called the Missouri Government Weapons Restriction Bill. One sentence. No Missouri government agency, department, government body, nor government person shall have the use of, nor the access to, any weapon not available to we the people. What that says is if the government can have these weapons, the Missouri government, I'm talking about the police, I'm talking about sheriffs, I'm talking about any government agency, department, government body, or person within the state of Missouri shall not have the access to any weapons that we can't have. Now, somebody might say to me, Vinny, are you saying that you want a drone? No, I'm not saying I want one, but I'm saying if they can have one, I can have one, and you can have one. When we get back, Sam, I'd like to hear your thoughts on Bill number 3, the Missouri Government Weapons Restriction Bill. Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Sam Bushman's with us. And we've been talking about the partial government shutdown. We think it's a good start. Sam, I'd like to be careful exactly how I say this, but I'd like to share with our class that three broadcasters, you and Joyce Riley and I, have all gotten together, and we are on a mission to educate America, and we have taken over nighttime radio here in Missouri, in this part of the Ozarks. We're on a very powerful station, KUNQ, which is Big Country 99.3 FM. And you can listen. They're an affiliate of Genesis Communications Network. And so what we do is, starting at 10 o'clock, I'm on. And then at midnight, Sam Bushman's on. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, Joyce Riley of GCN is on. And so we are broadcasting these kinds of messages 5 nights a week for 7 hours in competition with the largest broadcasts ever. We are going to head-to-head with them to get out our message. Sam, it's getting very good reviews. What do you think?
I think it's getting incredible reviews. I think it's delightful to see. And I think it's one thing that's never been done before is, you know what, constitutional talk show hosts that have a greater vision than their own personal aggrandizement, a greater vision than their own rock star superpower status, if you will, where that we want to see the country restored. And it's greater than us all. It's freedom above fortune. It's all those things that, in my opinion, are what America are about. It's founding father-esque, if you will, in terms of putting our own personal careers and everything on the line for a greater cause, the holy cause of liberty.
And class, I'd like to share with you how this started. Sam Bushman and I have a friend, a mutual friend, the Free Strike Guy. And he invited me to go to an event. He really wanted me to go, and it was the Constitutional Sheriff's and Peace Officers Association event. Sam Bushman was there, and I called Sam. We hadn't met personally before, and I said, would you like to broadcast with me? And he said, hey, I'm going to be broadcasting too. You want to broadcast with me? So we ended up doing 4 hours of live radio together. We'd never met before, but we're exactly on the same page. And at that event, we talked about, you know, one of us might be taken out, removed. And if that's the case, will the others rally to the rescue? I've asked that question of Larry Pratt. I've asked that question of another network owner in competition with us right here, right now, this morning. And we've all agreed. We've all agreed that this cause is so great that and the threats are so great that we will come to the rally of whoever is harmed. And from that, we built this overnight broadcast to protect each other and to help you understand exactly what's happening.
There's one word you left out, and that's duplicatable overnight broadcast, by the way.
Yes. Let's talk about that for a few seconds.
I believe we can duplicate this across the country. And I believe that we can basically educate Americans all across the country inexpensively. We can work together. We can have a picture that's greater than us all. And we can really make a difference. We can really stand together for something that, you know, we'll go down in history as standing for something much more important for us. Later generations will look at some of the things that we've done, and they'll realize the power of Americans working together. By our greater numbers shall we conquer. And so that's kind of the opportunity about that. Check out KUNQ 99.3 FM overnights, and you'll hear Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, and Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, 7 hours of radio. But I want to answer your quick question about this bill that you wrote, the third bill.
Yes, yes.
About the bureaucrats, you know, they can only have guns that we can have. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to say two things about that. Number one, it's incredible for me to sit back. And instead of us just being on the defense all the time, which seems to be the latest politician's agenda.
Go quickly.
To have good, honest, highly educated, incredibly informed, critical thinking Americans go on the offensive and say, listen, I have the brains and I have the logic to write a one sentence bill that everybody can easily understand. And we're going to use our very best efforts to push that into the mainstream for discussion. Because you know what? Why are we always on the defensive all the time? Let's go on the offensive and let's hold them to accountability. For example, the senators just had the opportunity. The House pressed them really quick into accepting the same Obamacare we get. The Senate rejected
5 seconds, Sam.
That puts them on record. That's what we need to do.
Sam Bushman, Vincent Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UtopiaSilver. That's UtopiaSilver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.